Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Narrator, it did not. That was a misleading. That was frustrating. But anyway, I'm an optimist. I see the good in Drake May, so therefore I see the good in Drake May's phone, as he is scheduled to join us shortly here on WEEI Afternoons.
Don't jinx it.
Nope. He's going to have a good phone, crystal clear. Modern technology that allowed me to watch the game while walking my dog yesterday will allow me to hear Drake May perfectly. On a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, we are breaking down a 21-14 loss. Patriots beat the Patriots 21-14 with five turnovers, two fumbles for Ramondre Stevenson. Gibson had one. May had one. May had an interception. Probably should have won the football game, Fitzy. But, yep. Alas, shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't.
No, they did not, and it still continues to infuriate me that the Patriots find new and unique ways to defeat themselves before the other team can find a way to beat them as well. Somebody should go down there and tell them, hey, guys, you don't have to try to lose the game. Like, the other team really wants to beat you as well. You guys don't have to do that.
Yeah, it's really annoying that Vrabel had to go to Amazon. He had to upgrade his bucket to a massive bin to hold all the bleep that gets you beat for this football team. Whew. At some point, we're going to hold him accountable for all the bleep that gets you beat for this football
team. No, come on. That's Mike Vrabel, three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mike Vrabel, Gerard Mayo, same coach. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines, work in the calls as we await Drake May. Let's go to Gino in Dorchester. What's up, Gino?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Love the show all the time. And I appreciate you guys showing love to the R&B groups back in the day. You know, the 90s specifically, amazing.
Love it.
And, you know, just to answer your question with the do-rag, back in 07 in my glory days with Hingham High, I used to play with a do-rag. Worst decision ever. Get headaches. And it's just like wearing, you know, it's like, I remember my friends used to play hockey. Sometimes it smelled that bad. So, you know, I don't know if Penix has the one that ties or it's like a little skull cap. I suggest he uses the skull cap. It's a little bit more breathable. And a quick note about Drake May. I think he needs to go down in the pocket a lot quicker. But I do like what we see so far. And, you know, I'm excited for the season. And, again, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Gino. Speaking of Drake May, the Patriots quarterback is joining us here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Drake May is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing this Monday?
Yeah. That was a tough one, but I'm doing all right.
It was a tough one. Certainly you had chances to win throughout. How do you guys handle, react to all the turnovers, five turnovers? I mean, obviously you had a couple, but Ramondre had a couple. How do you support each other, but also make sure it's not something that's allowed to stick around and fester?
Yeah, I think just rally around each other. I think pump each other up. First off, just kind of disguise how important, you know, holding the football and protecting it is. You know, you can't. It's hard to win games in this league when you lose the turnover battle, especially by the margin that we did. So, yeah, just round each other. Know that shoot is important. Protecting the guy with the ball, protecting the ball yourself. And I think just the positive from it is, you know, we still move the ball and have some plays that we left out there knowing and still remain in the game. So, you know, it's tough to take away, you know, something positive from five turnovers. But I think at the end of the day, and, you know, fixing that, and it's something that's not just something that you can just say, hey, next week we're going to fix it. It's something that, you know, take pride in practice and, you know, in the game when it matters of, you know, trying to fix it.
Drake, I saw you yesterday on field pregame talking to Matt Ryan on the NFL on CBS. And when he asked you what the key to the game was, you said you just had to get the ball. You had to start running the ball. Running the ball would be key yesterday. And it seemed like, you know, there were some effective running plays, but obviously you weren't able to. Was that a product of Pittsburgh's defense or, you know, turning the ball over or maybe a combination therein?
Yeah, just not getting in a groove, really, in the running game. I think we're close. You know, watching the tape back, we're close on some runs, close to, you know, having some of them pop. So I think just keep going. Just keep buying into it. And those guys are blocking hard up front. Those backs are good players. So, I think just getting a groove, and I think some of them are going to pop, you know, later on down the road.
I think both you and Josh McDaniels earlier this year had some comments similar about, you know, there's good plays or there's plays you learn from. Like, that's sort of the options when you're out there. In terms of that interception at the goal line in particular, is that an example of a play you learn from, and that experience maybe will change the way you approach a similar situation in the future?
Yeah, I think you learn from any interception you throw. You know, I think it's unfortunate how it got tipped, and you know, I was trying to throw kind of a little, you know, back shoulder ball to Booty, it would have been a touchdown. So maybe giving a different ball flight to it, you know, is my learning down there. But really, I wouldn't, you know, change my decision down there throwing it. So you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, a good player got his hands on it, and you know, but from there, I wouldn't change my decision.
And a quick follow-up on that, on your fumble, I know post-game last night you made some comment to the effect just trying to do something stupid or dumb. Is that another example? Just experience where the speed, the situation, you know, when to live to fight another play, is that another one you'll sort of put in your back pocket and might alter things down the road?
Yeah, no doubt. You can't do that when we got a chance, you know, with the game on the line.
Yeah, I saw the post-game yesterday, Drake, that you said – that you need to tell Pop to, you need to tell Pop to get that extra yard, or I forget the actual wording, and it felt to me like you were kind of taking one for the team and helping Pop out there. I mean, do you believe that you really need to remind everybody what they need to do on a specific gotta have it type of play, or is that leadership on display from you?
I think it's my job in the huddle of, hey, we're in short yardage, or hey, guys up front, a run play, we need a yard. I think, just certain plays where I can just give them something, you know, one last reminder before they run out and, you know, run their route or try to execute the play. I think that's always something that can go a long way. And, you know, my voice matters in the huddle, and just using that, you know, to the best of my ability and the best way to kind of keep everybody on the same page. And kind of, just like I said, just one last little reminder would be sweet.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here with us on a Patriots Monday, WEEI Afternoons. We've had sort of a lot of negative-toned questions so far. Let's go to the positive. It looked like you and Hunter Henry were really feeling it. A couple touchdowns in there. He was making plays. How good is that relationship, the trust level? I know you guys go back basically all of last year. You had a good relationship. How much faith do you have in Hunter Henry when you need a play?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a great player. He's one of them. He's the best, you know, tight end I've played with in my lifetime. So just trying to, you know, keep growing and keep kind of seeing the same things. I thought he did a great job getting his head around on the second touchdown. And, you know, he's a mismatch and against really whoever is manning him up. So, you know, he's tough to guard. And him and Hoop do a great job of kind of having a 1-2 punch in the run game and the pass game. And they play off each other well. So, yeah, just keep on continuing to grow and find ways to get him the football.
Drake, you were the team's leading rusher yesterday. Looked great out there. I think it was 7 carries total for 45 yards. How comfortable are you running the ball now and using your feet as a weapon and bailing the offense out at times during those got-to-have-it plays?
Yeah, sure. I felt comfortable. I felt comfortable really my whole career making plays. And, yeah, just continue to find them, trying to make throws, you know, outside the pocket and keep my head downfield. And I think Vince said yesterday that I could have maybe made it easier on some of the close, you know, kind of slides of dishing out to one of our players. So, just keep my head up and remain a pass for as long as I can and just keep them honest on the run game.
The cameras caught you, your back of your head hitting the turf down there in the red zone, and then your hands kind of reaching up
and grabbing your head at that same time. Were you dinged up? Did you feel anything there? Or were you just more worried about hopping up so you wouldn't unnecessarily maybe miss a play due to the spotter situation? I know you went through, you had some experience with that last year. Just take us through what happened there.
Yeah, no, I felt good. You know, I think you know kind of right after you, you hit the ground how you feel, you know, coming off of a hit like that. So, yeah, probably should have thrown away earlier, but no, I felt good and felt fine.
You said earlier last week that you need to get Stephon Diggs the ball more and get him involved in the offense. Unfortunately, only three targets yesterday. Was that more of a situational thing? Was that part of the game plan? And how do you think you can work on that going forward?
Yeah, I think there's some options I left out there that had Steph open, and I think yeah, he's doing everything right. He's playing hard. He did some things that didn't show up in the stat book throughout the game that were huge. So just continue to tell him I'm coming his way, and all those guys in the receiver room they're doing good things. Just gotta do it kind of every play.
As you seek efficiency with all those guys with the wide receiver position as a whole. Pop Douglas has been targeted 13 times, only 5 catches. I don't feel like that's a great efficiency number right there. How do you improve that relationship? Is that practice? Is that reps? How do you try to make that a more efficient relationship?
No, too. I mean, he had a big game for us last year. I don't think it's anything that we need to change. Just I missed him a couple times where he had to catch for some big plays. So yeah, just come, keep going. Just keep running routes hard. Keep practicing hard. Keep doing things the right way. The ball's going to find him. I'm not worried, about Pop. He's made some big plays for us, and he's a tough mismatch.
So you said that your voice is important in that huddle, and I imagine you probably had some supportive words to offer to teammates, especially Ramondre with the fumbles. Tough outcome yesterday. But I'm just very curious, what's the best something someone ever said to you in football? Could be college, high school, even in the pros, after you had a tough moment or a tough loss?
That's a good question. Practice-wise, one of my first probably weeks here, too, I remember David Andrews saying to me after practice out there at training camp or maybe an OTA, he said, it's never as good as you thought it was. It's never as bad as you thought it was. And, this is the NFL, and this is how you got to approach it. It's on to the next. So that's one of the best things practice-wise. Game-wise, I'm trying to just learn on my own that how impactful some of these, certain plays in these game situations, how impactful they are for the game. And just you got to take it, every play like it's going to be one that changes the game. So I think, Coach McDaniels just taught me that, and Jacoby Brissett helped teach me that last year, just knowing the situation and knowing how important that those plays can be.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, Tom Brady made some news last week when he was talking about on a podcast the development of young quarterbacks and how young quarterbacks are kind of fast-tracked onto the field and these different things. And I'm just wondering, you're in year two of this process. You played last year. You're the starter right now to open the season. What do you think of this process? Has this been harder than you expected it to be? Have you felt like you're drinking from a fire hose, so to speak? What is this process like, making the leap to franchise quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, this process is why I'm playing the game. Why I play football. Why I'm trying to win. Why I'm trying to win so hard. Why it's one of the most tough positions in sports. It's an awesome position. It's great. Learning from different coordinators. It's awesome, kind of be able to pull some from each of them. The way Coach McDaniels does his offense, just learning defense and pick up little things here and there from veterans and quarterbacks in the room with me. So, I'm loving it. It's something that I don't take for granted. I'm blessed to be in the position, and I'm just looking forward to keep attacking it every day and put some good stuff on tape. And I think we got the guys in this building to do that and just keep working.
Drake, as you continue to establish yourself as a top-tier starter in the NFL and a top member of the 2024 NFL quarterback first round class, I'm curious, do you keep in touch with some of the other quarterbacks, or do you have relationships with some of those guys like Caleb, Bo, Michael Penix? You guys have like a group chat or anything like that?
No, nothing really. I mean, we see each other in the offseason sometimes, and obviously when you play or at joint practices, we had them with both of the two guys in my class. So, yeah, you got to know them good throughout the process of drafted and You know, Caleb and JJ and some of those guys, I was back in high school with Elite 11 and stuff. So it's cool to see, you know, the journey of them. But, yeah, those guys are good dudes. But like I said, we're competitive and we're competing when, you know, it's, you know, football season.
Drake, just circling back, I meant to ask you this earlier, to that possession on the goal line. Three straight pass plays. But Mike Vrabel was on with the Greg Hill Show this morning. He kind of alluded to that, you know, there's some alerts there. There could be a run option, a run play option. Just without getting into specific game plan, sort of explain to us how that works and how that situation maybe could have played out differently, or if you're comfortable with how it played out with three straight passes.
Yeah. You know, I think it's just the time. It's such a important factor down there. And, you know, using timeouts, we got them to draw them off sides. So they put in their big group. And just, you know, the first one, we tried a little play action to hopefully, you know, catch them in a, you know, man with their eyes in the backfield, and they passed it off. But, you know, really, I think down there, you're just trying to, you know, try to get a man zone tell and trying to run it, you know, when they're playing the pass and trying to, you know, throw it when they're playing the run. That's the main gist of down there up close in the goal line. You know, it's such tight windows and tight spaces. You're trying to, you know, throw it in tight windows. And, you know, I think, you know, what we had going, we had, you know, good solid plays. I think, you know, I wish we would have obviously had the last one back and maybe the second one could have ran it. So, you know, just some decisions that you're learning, you know, I'm learning from and learning kind of looks in our guys and what the defense is doing. So
we've only seen him on the field in the preseason, hasn't been active for the first three games, but just in case he happens to be active for this Sunday's game against the Carolina Panthers at Gillette, what's your take on rookie undrafted free agent wide receiver Efton Chisholm, and what kind of rapport do you guys have?
Yeah, he, you know, he's been awesome since, you know, the day he got here. He's kind of tagged along, you know, veterans and, you know, a guy like Mac Collins, you know, always see him staying after and getting extra conditioning in and drawing up plays and drawing up the play sheet. So, you know, I've watched, you know, I've caught him here late in the building, you know, numerous times, him watching extra tape and, you know, me just trying to teach him and show him through, you know, what I see and what I'm seeing from the quarterback position, what he's seeing. So he's doing all the right things and just continue to, you know, show up and do the stuff on practice, you know, on scout team. And I think it's going to end up paying off. But, yeah, I think he's got a bright future.
Drake, we saw Jason Tatum on the sideline, Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony yesterday. And I know Tatum was actually down at practice at one point. Just wondering, in sort of the fraternity that is Boston sports stars, young stars, do you have relationships with those guys? Obviously, guys like Anthony and Meyer are sort of in a very similar situation to you. They are young guys thrust into a high level of competition with high expectations. What's your relationship with some of those guys?
Yeah, I got to meet, you know, Jason when I got up here drafted. I got to meet some of the Celtics guys, and obviously he played in the ACC and played at Duke, so he used to play against my brother. And got to meet him when he came out here at practice. So that's been about his obviously recovery and road to recovery. So yeah, it's always so different when you're out here around a bunch of 300. You know, 20-pound, you know, big lineman and stuff. And then a guy like Jason walks out and he looks like he's shoot towering over all of us. It's pretty funny. Just the different world of sports are. But, yeah, then I reached out to, both Marcelo and Roman, you know, when they got called up, and just reached out to them. And I think I talked to them maybe both of them once on FaceTime. So, you know, those obviously, you know, bright futures for them, and didn't follow them, you know, with the Red Sox, you know, making – you know, the push, you know, into the postseason. So I think it's always cool to keep up with stars and try to get to know them. So,
Drake, big one obviously coming up this Sunday as well. Carolina Panthers coming to town. Your hometown team, any twist in the allegiance there? Is that going to be tough play? First time ever playing against a team that was kind of the NFL team you grew up rooting for?
No twist. it's pretty easy. But, yeah, there's a lot of great memories and you know, with the Panthers and, you know, being a fan. But, yeah, I think once they let go of Cam back in the day, they lost the fan in me. So that was kind of it for me.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This question comes from Arthur in Abington, but we've actually got it in a lot of different forms, Drake, on the text line, phone lines. A lot of fans want to know why you don't end these interviews with Go Pats anymore the way you did last year.
Yeah, I thought about that last time I was in an interview. Yeah, it's different over the phone when I'm not in there with you guys. I know you can't really see me. No, but I'll make sure to do it today. So, no, I appreciate that. I thought about that last time I hung up.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. So here's your opportunity.
There we go. Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Go fast.
All right. Thanks, Drake.
Thanks, Drake.
That was Drake May here on a Patriots Monday. See, he's been thinking about it. So that proves listeners always send in the question, yep. always send in the text, and even to us.
Yeah.
If you think it's a dumb question, it's not, because he was thinking about, why don't I say go Pats anymore?
And what better vessels to ask a dumb question than Hart Fitzgerald?
Oh, there's one thing I think people have realized. I'm never afraid to ask a dumb question. That is not why.
I enjoyed that interview very much. I thought that
I
was a very, that was, I think that's my favorite of the season so far. He was very candid, didn't back down from a question, and I gleaned some insight into his process.
Cam Newton guy, huh?
Newton guy?
Cam Newton!
Can you see Roman Anthony and Drake May just FaceTiming? That's because that's what all the young people do now.
Camarama.
They all FaceTime. Nobody calls each other anymore. It's straight to FaceTime.
And do you FaceTime?
Nope. You know the funny thing is?
You hate people.
You FaceTime me, I ain't answering. You call me, I'll answer.
You got to text before you FaceTime somebody.
Yes, but this whole modern world.
Straight
remember?
FaceTime is a very aggressive move.
It's like showing up at my door.
Especially if you're in clothes.
Shannon Sharp was in the midst of, you know, stuff going on, and he's getting FaceTimed and all these things. Like, no. We're not that close. Unless it's like my wife or my kid, don't FaceTime it. But all the young people FaceTime, and that's a cool Boston sports FaceTime if you got Roman Anthony and Drake.
Hey, man, what's up? How you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
But did Patrick Mahomes get on the call? Yeah.
He also... didn't seem to care for my question about the fumble.
Well, tough.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, exactly. Okay, sorry.
All right,
snap at me.
Well, all right.
But good news, Patriot
good,
Nation.
Good talk.
Drake May is indeed still rooting for the Patriots. He just proved it. He said, go Pats, at the end of that interview. 617-779-7937. If you want to react to anything that Drake May said or the game. The game that had a lot of questions about ball security and not taking opportunity of bad football from the opposition. Patriots lose 21-14. More talk of Drake May and the Patriots up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Red Sox making a push for the postseason. Maybe he stopped watching games like 3 weeks ago when the football season started. Because,
yeah.
Drake, I don't know if you all know that postseason on life support, so much so that our own Dan Ball thinks 0-6 in the final six games is on the table, which would be, oh my God, bad.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I can. I have a great imagination.
By the time, okay. If you want to view. So Sunday night, we do the...
You wouldn't do that.
We do the... What? Willie, there's never a bad time for Wonka.
Oh, I disagree with that.
We just found out that is definitely
not
true.
Come with me. So Sunday, we're doing the Six Rings postgame show, 7 to 8, right here on WEEI. Can you imagine if we are hosting a postgame show where the Panthers pull off the upset? Is it even an upset if another team wins at Gillette these days, considering
they're 3-6? I believe the Patriots are like 5-point favorites.
Wow. Okay, so let's say the Panthers pull off the upset. And we're coming off of a Red Sox review where it's, and that's the end of the season, fans. Oh, it won't be like that. Oh, my God.
You know Will Fleming, right? You've met him before?
I have.
If they gag this away, that tone will not be his tone.
His library voice in some of these post-game shows where they've lost recently has been, like when they lost the last week when they lost to the A's in that Wednesday game, which gave us a shortened show, his library voice was like he was, it was very apologetic. I'm so sorry to inform the family.
It's emotionally attached to the Boston Red Sox.
Well, we appreciate that, but I'd like to hear joyful, exuberant, loud, boisterous. I want to hear the Joker of, I want to hear the loudmouth of Lansdowne return. That's what I want this week.
I'll tell you what I want to hear. I want to hear the very start of the Drake May interview because I'm not sure what to make of it, and I'm not sure what I just heard. So let's, the very start, we all know Drake May has a certain phrase slash word that he uses to start a lot of answers.
Yeah.
Here is the very open of our conversation with Drake May. Drake May, how are we doing this Monday?
Yeah, yeah. That was a tough one, but I'm
okay, what the hell was that?
I honestly, when it happened, my heart sank because even though
like
I know I didn't play that drop,
you
I was
sure?
like, did I just play that drop and I don't even know?
Wait, is he in on the gag now?
I think, honestly don't know. Andy and I, and Andy, I think you might be right. It sounds like it's a drop. Doesn't sound like him.
I think Drake May played his own drop to start that interview because it also doesn't sound like the same voice transition naturally.
Wait, does
from,
he,
yeah, yeah.
Wait, does Drake May have a Drake May soundboard at the
Drake
house?
Drake May, how are we doing this Monday?
Yeah, yeah. That was a tough one, but I'm doing all right.
I don't think you can make that
yeah,
transition.
Yeah, the way it goes from the yeah to
yeah.
the
It's like, Drake May, how are we doing this Monday?
Yeah, yeah. That was a tough one, but I'm doing all right.
Is he a ventriloquist or something?
I think he's trolling us.
No, I think
it's like a, you know what it's like? A 90s jerky boy call, jerky boys call. Remember when they used to just like, I saw, you know, like, they had the soundboard at home on the phone.
I have never been more a fan of Drake May than I am right now. If he joined the joke, if he joined the fun, or is there a chance that somebody else is screwing with him? Could somebody have been behind him with some sort of a speaker, a teammate, a buddy?
Like a little MP3
Maddie
keychain?
Over there. Maddie's yeah. over there at Gillette.
Our guy Morrell could be.
Bob in Bedford's going to have to ask Drake about this next week.
How about Wayne and Weymouth?
I thought you had done a drop, though, and I was like, yeah, we might get in trouble for
yeah.
that.
Ken
Laird on line one.
What if he just got caught off guard because he wasn't sure the interview was going to start so quickly, and like that's his natural
theory.
Tick? Like,
that's
yeah,
my theory.
Yeah,
so how did he so
that's
quick?
His reset. Yeah.
That's a dramatic
Wait,
transition.
Wait, one more time.
Yeah, let's
Texters,
listen one
YouTubers,
more time.
Please let us know what you think because I'm...
Drake May, how are we doing this Monday?
Yeah, yeah. That was a tough one, but I'm doing all right.
He does drop two octaves.
I don't.
Falsetto, higher than normal.
And
yeah, yeah.
Hello, play it gentlemen. One more time. Sorry. There's also a different almost like echo and clarity. Drake May, how are we doing this Monday?
Yeah, yeah. That was a tough one,
there's
but
a different
I'm doing
echo.
No, there's no. The din is the same.
Oh, I don't think so. I think there's a different level of echo.
Nope.
He's in on the joke.
You to be right.
He's in on the joke. Nope. He just effed with us. Drake May just F with us. We have reached a new connection in our relationship with the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Wow, you had to do was call him the guy, and now he's in on our jokes.
And he's basically inviting us to come do the interviews in person down at Gillette Stadium because he said that's when he likes to say go Pats is in person with us. So clearly he wants us to come hang out in the studios down at Kraft Sports Production with our buddy Matt Morrell on the couches, the table, however he wants it set up. I feel like we just became best friends.
Yeah.
Now we're no longer best friends.
Yeah.
That's gonna be my new ringtone. That's outstanding, Stanley.
All right. You don't like the answer on the text line from the 508. They say it was live. Let's not make any excuses for him.
Yeah, he's not in on the joke, Andy. Move on. I don't like fun.
I think you guys are out of your mind on this one, but that's okay.
How am I out of my mind? I said it was live.
You're sitting within arm's length of Andy, so you're guilty by association.
Is that how this works?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why didn't anyone tell me back in January?
The afternoon's umbrella.
Oh, no.
Let's go to... Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, you're the audio expert here. Not only are you a radio producer, you used to be a rapper. No one has analyzed sound more than Stiz. Stiz, what do you believe?
I think it was a drop, but now I'm like, it's almost like the red and the blue and the green dress.
You know what I mean?
No, it's white.
I'm hearing it so much,
green.
But like, you know, people are commenting on YouTube, WEEI, Pat's Planet Media. It sounds like he was answering somebody else in the background and then quickly answered you guys right after.
Drake, do you want Thai or fried chicken tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on the phone with you guys.
Also happy that he gives other people yeah, yes, then.
I think everybody. Oh, he did it like five times to Matt Ryan yesterday on the NFL and CBS.
Yeah, but that's all reporters, media interviews. If you're saying he was talking to a teammate that was like, hey, you want me to grab your cleats out of the equipment room? Yeah, yeah. Now it's like, oh, he just does that with everybody?
Are we going out to dinner or DoorDash? Yeah, yeah.
It's like when I learned Junior Seau had two responses to everybody he met. There was buddy or buddy buddy. And I forget the exact order, but I believe if he said buddy, buddy twice, it means he has no idea who you are. If he said buddy, it means he recognized you as somebody he knows in his world.
So who were you?
Probably buddy, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
That's.
That second one goes down, though. Yeah.
We got a cocky audio engineer in the 508, same guy, coming from an audio engineer here. It was live.
Brag.
Wow.
Who hardo flexes that they're an audio engineer on a sports radio text line?
And who also tries to suck the fun out of everything, like the 508?
Fun sponge.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, thanks for yucking our yum.
Elsewhere in the interview, though, the interesting answer about the Panthers, they lost me when they lost
Cam
Newton.
They let go Cam? Wow.
And I was thinking, that's funny, because we started losing when we got Cam Newton.
Hey.
I'm just telling you.
Come on.
How it played out organically.
I told you I am a Cam Newton apologist for the effort that he made that year. Things were kind of stacked. You heard the coach famously say that they obviously had no money left. They had to let Tom Brady go.
Is this the same coach who you said has lost his way? I knew he lost his way then.
Yeah. But anybody who says, you know what, actually, our football team will be better off without Tom Brady has lost their way.
Correct. Bill Belichick lost his way years and years ago. The rest of the world is just figuring it out.
I can win.
Kamalama.
I can win with Jordan Richards. No, you can't.
No, he didn't.
No, you should start Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, no, that didn't go great. And the other aspect, though, I will say is I thought Drake May, as much as we had, I would say, as much fun in that interview as maybe any we've had with him, certainly any we've had this year. And though that doesn't mean, oh, he wasn't taking the loss seriously or he didn't react properly to losing, I thought he took everything kind of head on with accountability of a veteran, of a captain, of a guy that knows, you know. It's funny because my son actually texted me when Drake told you the answer of it's never as good or as bad as you think it is from David Andrews. Yep. My son's like, our coach says that. And I'm like, pretty sure every coach in America.
I think that's a universal footballism.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Do you guys like where his leadership has grown to in year two based on some of the answers you're hearing?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the last 24 hours. And now the only question I have, and I don't know the answer to this, and I don't know if it matters. Maybe you guys can tell me if it matters. How much Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel are holding his hand in terms of leadership and what he has to say. Remember that Kevin O'Connell clip that was mic'd up a year ago with Sam Darnold? And he said, back out of the huddle. And Sam Darnold backed out of the huddle. And then he's like, here's what you're going to do. You're going to step in. You're going to look them all in the eyes. You're going to tell them that we're going to go win this. Like, he was literally pulling the puppet master strings on Sam Darnold. I don't really care. If you need to do that with a 23-year-old who's relatively young, especially in comparison to, like, Morgan Moses and Garrett Bradbury, then hold his hand. It's like when you teach your kids to ride their bike, right? You're running along with them, and then eventually they start going fast enough, and you just let go. And then they crash and burn, and they're covered in blood. But anyway, hopefully this doesn't work out that way.
Save that. Please don't save that drop.
But, no, I think his leadership has been pretty good.
My favorite answer was, I feel like I'm an important voice in that huddle. So he knows his place. Yeah. Good for him.
Well, he is. I mean,
I know, but he could be deferential. Like, yeah, you're probably right. I probably should just like, because there'll be people that are like
a quarterback.
As a director of theater or movies or whatever, like there are those that are very exacting. And then there are those that are like, you're adults. I hired you for a reason. Do your job.
And to validate your idea that there are some that might end things that way, Christian Fourier was a big believer. There were quarterbacks he knew the second they stepped in the huddle, they had no chance because they would kind of trail off as they said something, not really send it home or even end with like a question mark, not an exclamation point. And he played with guys that he said you knew. They were toast. They couldn't. If you can't command the huddle, how do you command the offense? How do you run the offense in front of 70,000 screaming people? So good interview with Drake May. Appreciate him bringing back the Go Pats. Also appreciate him maybe being in on the joke with the yeahs to start the interview. Or maybe he was just talking to somebody else. I don't know. I'm going to choose to enjoy it and think that he put out an olive branch with us, and we just increased the level of connection we have with Drake May. Anyway, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we do need to talk about the Boston Red Sox. Drake May says they're making a push for the playoffs. Not a great push last night as they fail to sweep down in Tampa. Now they got some difficult games on the horizon, and Dan Ball is going to have a strong voice in this following segment as the voice of negativity, because I'm feeling optimistic. I already made the guarantee. The Red Sox are making the playoffs. There's no chance they miss the playoffs. Dan Ball has a counterpoint up next here on WEEI Afternoons. Drake May, how are we doing this Monday?
Yeah. I'm a tough one, but I'm doing all right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Alex Bregman talking about the Red Sox failures to score, and that leads me to a text that I can't find, so I can't give you the area code, not that you really care, but they joked during the Drake May interview, worst case scenario in Boston sports, bases loaded for the Red Sox or Patriots on the goal line?
Oh, definitely.
Like, ouch, babe.
Oh, that's bases.
You know how I say
late,
the truth
loaded.
Is never mean?
Uh-huh.
Feels mean there.
That it's you know what it feels? Painful.
Yeah. The truth can always hurt.
Yes.
I always have said that. But it's never mean if you state a fact. And the reality is,
mm-hmm.
when the Red Sox have the bases loaded, it feels harder for them to score.
Mm-hmm.
And when the
Pat's
Patriots
in the red
are
zone?
On the goal line Ooh. Now, it hasn't exactly gone great. But the Red Sox, as Drake May alluded to, making a push for the playoffs, one game up in the second wild card spot. Two teams, Houston and Cleveland, nipping at their heels. They go to Toronto for a series with the Blue Jays. And Dan Ball, as he likes to do, gives mm-hmm. me great information.
Grief? Oh.
That too, but also great information in the rundown. If the Sox go 6-0, they clinch. Seems obvious.
Oh, yeah.
If they go 5-1, they clinch. That seems obvious. If they mm-hmm. go 4-2, one of Cleveland or Houston need to go 5-1 or worse, and then it conveniently goes down from there. If they go 3-3, then one of those
still
teams,
have good chances.
4-2 and worse. If the Red Sox go 0-6, it's not happening.
Bye bye, baby. Bye
nope.
bye.
They just need either Cleveland or Houston to go 1-5 or worse.
That is not viewing paradise.
I would really appreciate if you'd stop singing. We've had lots of listeners that say you're actually causing car accidents. Dogs are freaking out. Please stop singing.
Hey, man, just want to let you know that sometimes you got to shut the and this current time is just one of those times you gotta shut the f*** up.
I don't think you're a bad person. I just don't want to hear you talking anymore.
Right. Hey, you're not All a right. bad person. Just
nope. By the way, these stats that Dan Ball passed on to you were aggregated and shared by our friend from the Play Tessie podcast, Boston Sports Gordo. That's the last one. Don't worry.
He got it from Nesson, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, everybody gets everything from everyone.
I don't know why we always have to
give
credit.
Attribution
is
nice in the day and age of people stealing IP and whatnot.
And it's exclusive. These are just
all right,
numbers.
Fine. Okay.
This is math. And the
Dan
Red
Ball
Sox
say something.
Have actually altered their pitching rotation a little
Ooh.
Bit, Dan Ball. And Dan Ball will get to chime in because he may tell me whether this is desperation or not for a team that he may or may not think could indeed hover at the 0-6 number in the final six games. Giolito will start on Tuesday, followed by Garrett Crochet and Brian Bayo. What are your thoughts on the pitching rotation, Dan Ball? And do you honestly think there is even a reasonable chance that they could lose out?
reasonable, maybe not overly reasonable, but I look at the matchups. You lost 2 out of 3 to Toronto earlier this season, and you got swept by the Tigers. Those are the two teams that you're playing. So the organization for the rotation, I don't really mind. That does officially line up Garrett Crochet to be your wild card game one starter, so I think it's a bit of gamesmanship with an eye on the playoffs.
Okay.
The one thing that came up in the broadcast yesterday that was going to be part of my three-point stance from last week, then copied into this week, that Lou Maloney was talking about, is the Red Sox have had a lot of trouble closing out on series. Of the last 6 series victories that they've had, in 5 of them, they've lost the final game. So if you even won 2 or 3 of those, we're having a much different conversation. It's not a one-game cushion over those two teams. So I'm just a little bit worried about this team's killer instinct, their ability to win in clutch time, their ability not to feel the pressure. You got to remember how young this team is right now. And so I look at the ability to close out series and sweep teams and dominate series and their inability to do that. This is essentially the longest or an extended last game of a series that you're playing this week. And I just worry about their ability to close it out. That's all.
So they can't finish. So they haven't finished a season in 4 years,
right?
Essentially.
No,
right. They haven't finished a series in a while. This is something we've all taken note of. It was like, it's almost like when Alex Cora says, just win the series, and then you get 2 wins. They're like, oh, we won the series.
Yeah.
It's similar to earlier in the year when we talked about they had front-loaded offense, where they would score X number of runs in the first inning or the first couple innings and almost put the bats away. Like, we've done our work for the day.
Yeah, they had like as many 10-run games as times shutout or somewhere around there, very similar number.
And I don't know if this is like psychoanalysis of their makeup or their leadership or whatever, if we're looking too deep. I also think it's a bit of a excuse or whatever to use the age thing. Like, Nathaniel Lowe, for example, he's not young. Right, he's an experienced major leaguer.
He's a World Series. He's a world champion.
That's one player.
Alex Bregman. Both of those guys have failed to come through for them in spots where it could have greatly affected or altered the success of this team. For example, last night. I mean, I don't want to. Ted's not here, so we can call a spade and just move forward with it. I mean, Alex Bregman couldn't throw from the fringe of the grass to home plate in the air. He couldn't throw 90 feet. He threw like 87 feet and then made it almost impossible on Wong to make that play, to scoop that, catch that, then get the tag down. Obviously, didn't even come close to happening.
Yeah, can we talk about why Bregman is having some throwing issues now?
Like, because he looks like he's 107. He's old. Now, I don't discount the leg could be a factor here. If I'm Scott Boras, I'm getting all the information together I can. If they plan on opting out, I'm telling you how that injury is the reason at the plate, in the field, everywhere, he looks bad to close out the season.
I'm opting TFN if I'm them.
Bregman and Lowe and Duran, I mean, right there, there's 3 guys that I think you need to be better, although that was a clutch home run the other night from Jarren Duran.
That was a bomb.
A bomb at the best time.
Like, yes.
One of the most important home runs this team can have this season.
When Lou was like, hey, you know, he might want to consider laying a bunt down, and he said, here's 450 for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was an infuriating win, if those make any sense. But, like, that game was the weirdest game ever. It's tooth and nail.
Saturday?
He hits the home run, and then all of a sudden you take a big lead, and you have a big lead, and then you bring in Murphy, and he walks the bases low to gives up a granny, and you got frickin' Chapman having to get up in what was an 11-3 game like 5 minutes earlier.
You're doing a great job being optimistic about this
and
team
by the
going
way,
into the final week.
What was the game what was the Saturday night game at Fenway where Chapman did have to come in and get like an out, and that screwed up the bullpen for like
the
days?
The Isaiah Campbell game. Yeah,
for
Campbell
days
game.
Oh,
it was against the Marlins, because then they weren't able to use him the next day. They lost the game, yada, yada.
Correct.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm not saying I feel about the Red Sox. I just don't feel like the wheels are falling off to the point where 6 straight games, it's all going to go sideways, where you get a Giolito, a Crochet, and a Bayo, and you can't win a game in there with the best of your pitching staff, the reason you're here, and I know home runs have been an issue, and I know none of the 3 of those guys have been good in their there's reasons for concern, but the greater sample of the season tells me it would be surprising for me if they lose 6 straight games. Now, if they lose 6 straight games and they're out of the playoffs, we have some serious conversations to be had about this team, its makeup, its leadership. I mean,
point the finger of blame. Who?
Everybody.
Give me names. I want names, numbers,
Cora,
bodies.
Bregman, Breslow, everybody that wears a Red Sox uniform, like the whole team. When you have a collapse like that, it's no one man. It's no two men. Like, that is a total system failure. 617-779-7937. Red Sox roll in. Well, they go to Toronto to play the Blue Jays. I can't say they roll into Toronto, just like I can't say they're rolling into the postseason, but they still very much have a chance to get in the playoffs, and I like that. I feel good about it. In fact, I guarantee they're going to make the playoffs, and I guarantee that up next, it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for The Drive here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.